internet.
Hello, Simon.
But hello, internet.
I'm the internet.
Oh, is that you?
Yes, Simon.
Great. Internet, what is a funny joke?
Calling Sarah. Doesn't that ever happen to you guys?
No.
When you do like a call this and that.
I never use that.
And it's a completely different name. Not even close to the name that you said.
Oh, he was saying, what's a funny joke?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't remember jokes.
And you called Sarah.
Yeah.
You gave a command, but the command was wrong. It was like
was
so my, wrong. I got it. I got
that was
it.
My
but
point.
It's just,
right.
Does anybody have, I know Anthony has a Alexa.
Yeah.
Anybody
yeah,
else?
Yeah, I have one of those. Yeah.
That's his blow-up doll.
What all can it do?
I like it mostly for playing music and also asking what the temperature is outside. Like
it's just
reports.
A Siri.
Is that it though? Just music and temperature?
Yeah, that's what I mainly
or
use.
Any
for. My
question?
My wife uses it more than I do.
Yeah, I'm constantly arguing with people about things, but I don't want to actually take my phone out and type something in. So if I could just shout a command.
Yeah, what's the square root of potato?
Yeah, I can do math problems.
It's a great tool.
Because I've been thinking about it, but the main reason is because I have a hard time turning the lights on in my office. Because I have a fan, and I hate the fan. The fan comes on, even when I turn the light on. Like, you can't disable the fan.
There's not a yanker for that?
Yeah.
A
yanker.
Yeah, that's but you yank it, nothing term. Happens.
Right. You know what? So you need a new fan.
I know.
you don't need to buy an Alexa.
A good fan.
Yeah. Yeah. What's
why would you? No.
Yeah, I'm curious.
You're smarter
curious
than this.
To where your head's
I'm just
at.
Smarter
every
than
fan
it's
in
easier
my house.
For me to put an Alexa in my room than change a fan.
No, changing a fan.
I might get electrocuted.
Dude, you could do your own fan.
Okay. Maybe I'll get a fan instead of an Alexa.
Yeah, that's a fucking plan.
You know, Siri can rap.
Siri's a bitch.
I don't have any need for that.
I've never used Siri.
Yeah,
hey,
I'm not
can you
Siri.
Rap?
Okay, you're okay. Asking her to rap.
Here goes. I wrote this one myself. Apologies in advance to the Sugar Hill Gang. I said a hip-hop. Save me from the clippy. The peak and pop. And you don't stop. Space ragged. To the pong pong the doogie. Say up jump the doozy. To the rhythm of the ontology.
She doesn't understand rhythm, does she?
She's the worst rapist I know.
I don't know. I've heard songs like that on radio nowadays. And
they're just as bad.
Yeah, they're just that's better, actually.
Oh, okay.
Our good buddy Siler, the magician out in London, I saw him post something about asking Siri to tell him a bedtime story, so I tried it. And Siri was a straight-up bitch to me. She's like, next thing you're going to want me to bring you a warm glass of milk and a dark matter cookie. I was like,
she's right,
you.
Though.
What?
Yeah.
She doesn't want to enable you.
It's a bedtime story.
Okay.
I mean, it's just...
You know what? It's not that
I
hard to be
20
years
to grow
old.
Up.
she can listen to your
you
voice
have a phone
like
plan.
No.
Yeah. You are a grown-ass man.
That's
don't you bad.
Yeah, that's the voice of a grown man. I'm not doing that.
That's tough love.
He's got to disguise his voice to get a story.
Oh, God. Tough love with Siri. Yeah, that's a fucking radio segment.
Uh-huh.
So, tough love.
With
tough
Siri.
Love. With Siri.
Tough love with Siri.
Alexa's all about it, though. She's all hippie and...
Yeah,
free.
She's a hipster.
I love being able to walk into my house though and just going, Alexa, play Pandora, and boop. Everyone's Alexa probably just started playing their Pandora radio. That's listening to this. It has one in their house.
We've done that stuff during the streams too, right?
Yeah,
it's a funny thing to say.
It's a fun troll thing.
Screw
Xbox.
What? You want to turn me on? Here I am. I'm here. I'm on, and I'm never shutting off.
And I think with Siri, you have to say, "Hey Siri," now.
Okay, Google. Play Rickroll.
We're making everybody's devices go off.
Alexa.
Alexa, play Wheels on the Bus.
It was like in South Park when they had all those devices. Yeah, Cartman had set it up where like he would tell Siri to do something, then Siri would talk to Google, and Google would talk to the Alexa. Like this is a big chain of just these devices telling each other to cuss. It was fun.
They'd pass the buck.
It was fun.
Thought they were playing Rumors.
No.
Telephone?
Oh, is that what it's called?
Rumors.
Yeah.
Well, I grew up in Duck Duck Gray Duck land.
Well, I'm probably wrong.
Yeah,
rumors made sense in my head.
Yeah, it was called telephone.
Telephone, yeah. Telephone,
where I grew up as well.
They actually, when rumors. They played it, they heard that, you know, the lady down the street was having an affair.
Yeah.
There was all these.
Well, when I heard the, when I heard
the
name of the
I
game.
Got to the other guy like, hey, Jack's truck is down.
When I heard the name of the game, I was the fifth person in line, so.
Yeah.
They might have said telephone.
That's how that game works. That game probably has like 20 different names.
Exactly.
So yeah, I want to know that in the comments. What did you guys call I mean, it's basically the game where you whisper in somebody's ear.
Yeah, telephone.
Yeah. Or rumors.
I guarantee the
or
majority's going to
sure.
be telephone. But how many Duck Duck Gray Duckers are out there?
Just Minnesota.
Holler.
That's it.
Yeah. Freaks.
Well there's... said, Simon. Well yeah. said.
And you mentioned comments in the comments. Let's do a comment. Yeah. I mean, we've got a lot of comments. Yeah, it's okay. a comment yeah, yeah. thing. Okay. I mean, I don't care. I can go first. Somebody else can go first. What's the deal?
Sounds like you wanna.
Well, no. I just want to get rolling.
Simon up with the first comment.
Okay. These are on the commenting on comments from last time.
Hey, Siri, what's your first comment?
Man, you're annoying.
Calling Sarah.
I'm gonna what's it calling Sarah? Yes. Yes.
I didn't even hear
playing
what you said.
Rumors.
Yeah. Okay.
Galahad the Green says, Cooter plushies would be cool, but it breaks my heart thinking that y'all have forgotten Big Shirley. Rest in peace, Big Shirley. Never forget.
We will never forget. We have a Big Shirley painting on our wall.
I forgot.
Right. But I think the Big Shirley presence needs to be in the show. And I think that we should name something else Big Shirley in
no,
the future.
No, you can't name no. something else.
Big Shirley 2. Nope. Big Shirley nope. S.
No. I don't like that at all.
Like, you can't do that with your dogs.
Yeah, your own animals. Right.
We should probably put a painting on our wall of every dino we've lost in Ark.
Oh, God.
We don't have that. We don't have that space.
We don't have enough paint.
Mm-mm.
But we have a Rage Fang and a Rage Fang Junior. Can't we have a Junior Shirley?
You could have a
Honestly,
Junior
they were tamed
Shirley.
At the same time.
Yeah,
though.
They were tamed. Yeah, you can't. It's like having another president named Abe Lincoln.
Yeah, okay. No one wants that.
Which would work, maybe. Yeah. I kind
of
do.
Isn't the president of Japan named Abe?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Maybe.
Abe Froman?
Abe Brinken?
Oh, no. No.
Was that, did you set that up?
No.
Or was that just like.
Just came
Neves is
in.
Really okay. happy about that one. I love his face right now.
What did he say? What was
it's, that's not.
Is yeah, it gone?
Neves' yeah. face is pure joy.
Sometimes you get lucky.
No, actually, somebody brought to my attention that Big Shirley is the Harambe of 2017.
Because we needed a Harambe in 2017.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never forget.
What a sad fucking story. Oh, God.
But Shirley or Harambe?
Both.
Just Harambe.
Both equally sad.
Yeah, both equally sad. Yeah.
Why?
How's your next comment?
Jacob Folger says, you guys want a space game, then you need to play Star Citizen. You Ooh. Can thank me later. And when was the last time somebody explained to me why we're not playing Star Citizen?
Well, it's not going to be done until 2030.
I think yeah. I brought it up because I fire the game up every once in a while, and this just in, there's still nothing to do.
Okay, still nothing to do.
You can get in a ship, you can fly around, you might
and your PC
find
starts
some AI
smoking,
that
doesn't
will
it?
Fight you, yeah. like in space. But yeah, you need a really dynamite PC, which we have, but it's still just, there's no depth to it.
It's a few years out. Yeah. For sure. But I would like to see where it goes. They released a tech demo not too long ago. They basically made a planet. It's all procedurally generated, but it looks like Coruscant from the Star Wars films. Like it's a city planet. Like it looks really cool. And the tech behind it is really, I mean, you can, you know, fly right down to the streets and then zoom back up to space. And the city just looks like it's covered in lights.
Wow. But you need a $14,000 computer.
Well, I heard the developers can't even play it, which is weird.
It's like going to Disney World when it's closed.
Yeah.
That ride looks fun.
Wish I could ride
it. That's a great analogy, Neves.
It kind of reminds me of like where Ark was like 5 or 6 years ago, where it's like, oh, this is game out. Looks kind of cool. You can ride raptors and T-Rexes. That could be something. And then you look at it now, all the dinosaurs and all the things they've added.
Yeah,
but like, Ark's been not been around for 5 years, right?
It's been around a while.
It's been around for a while. Like when it
internet.
First, yeah, internet.
I'll look it up.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to see where Star Citizen ends up, but I think it's several years
It's a
from
bold
being, yeah.
vision.
Oh, it's huge. Yeah.
For sure, but...
June 2nd, 2015, it was released through Steam Early Access.
That's Ark?
Ark.
Yeah, so
there
it's
you
been...
Go. So not that long.
Two and a half years.
Oh, like 8 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Salty Pies, Pie Twow, says, last week I had an endoscopy... And then another.
Endoscopy.
After that, I had a tube down my throat for 27 hours so I could drink water.
Ah.
It was really uncomfortable, and your videos were really making me feel better. After that, I had a colonoscopy. For all the surgeries, I had general anesthetics. Your videos are great. Keep up the great world.
Something. Yeah, keep up
I
the great
can't
world.
Read, but Salty Pies.
Man, Salty Pies. I hope you're feeling better.
No kidding. Yeah. How do you disengage the gag reflex with
I don't
that?
Know.
I mean, I know tubes go down the throats all the time.
Well, they just got to get past it.
You know
right?
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I didn't mean that.
Because a lot of What's people that? Get endoscopies and stuff.
Right.
My wife got one.
Are you awake when they do that?
No, they put you under.
Well, there you go.
I had to take my wife to the doctor for the endoscopy. And yeah, I couldn't. Yeah, she couldn't drive. I had to drive her home and do all sorts of shit for her.
Sumo Ram Dahal says, now this is a shameless plug, but whatever. I just watched someone make a paper airplane with ketchup. I also subscribe to the ketchup channel. Ha, what am I doing with my life? And the reason why I brought this up, I actually got a message 2 weeks before it was on the Tao show.
I asked him when it first happened, if he got a message on his channel to ask him to be on.
They asked me to be on 2 weeks before.
No shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
They actually, they wanted to talk to me about it on air interview.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, holy shit. You know what? I'm glad because it makes me nervous just thinking about it because I wouldn't want to fucking, but
you get nervous about everything you're good at.
Yeah. I do. I get nervous a lot. But
you would have had to change your shirt four times during the show.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That'd have made for a really good show.
No.
Well, like his angle's always, though, to kind of, I love him, but it's always making fun.
Yeah.
It's the same thing that we do to him.
Right.
To Simon.
Right. Yes, exactly. But I did write the guy, the producer, back, and then he wrote me back saying great because I sent him a link. So he said I'll show it to him. So I did the, I corrected him in my video.
So we'll see. Did you tell him who you were?
So, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you tell him you've been on Comedy Central?
No. No, this is time number two, but thanks. Anyway, that was it.
Yeah, he's. Yeah.
So we're done with that plug. No more plugs for How To With Ketchup. How To With Ketchup.
Until next.
Son of
until the next one. Yeah. Hey, listen, I got like 2,000 or 3,000 subscribers.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
And you know what? It's silly and stupid.
You
and
finally
I know
beat my channel, which has no videos.
I know. Oh, Duralius over here, he's got like almost 6,000 subscribers.
I haven't put up a video in 4 years.
Right. So anyway, the hot.
Of course, Simon didn't five. So
yeah,
just that's true. Last video was a tour of your nostrils.
It's that.
Look up my nose.
It's that like how you you get someone's attention. Like if you have a crush on someone and you don't pay them any mind, you know.
Yeah.
And then they
I've got like 1.2 million subs now. Yeah.
Playing hard to subscribe.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, hard to subscribe.
Fail safe tactic.
We should stop making videos. We'll get 2 million like that.
Yeah, instantly.
And on Tosh.
We subscribe, they'll put out more videos.
The Hot Giggity says, it's good to tame a Quetzal with a Tapayara or use the grappling hook on it. Try to get a low level one so it will go down easier, then build a platform saddle trap to catch a higher one.
You can use a grappling hook on a Quetzal?
Yes, information
because
I didn't
know.
Because
now I want to do that. Yeah. That sounds amazing.
Like shoot a grapple into his anus and then.
Does it pull you?
String.
So it pulls you along.
From what I understand about grappling hooks, an animal that's fleeing, it usually breaks the grapple, but maybe not with a Quetzal.
Cause yeah, it would be fun to like grapple on, and now you're riding this thing.
Yeah.
But then what do you do after that? How do you tame it?
Well, yeah, I think you can switch to your weapon.
Oh, as you're grappled, you can switch to.
We have to
your
try
trink
this.
Darts?
I think
and just see what it does. A day in the life of a Quetzal. Just kind of a, you know.
Just observe.
Yep, observe.
But that to me is the next thing that we should big thing that we should try to get.
I want to try it with the grappling hook for sure.
Huh.
So thank you very much for that, Whittle Salmon. This is my last comment. Whittle Salmon says, you guys should play Call of Duty World War II. It would be great to see Simon have a go at it, hilarious or whatever, and then keep up the good work. I love you guys. Please bring back Duralius and Associates. But World War II, I've heard very shitty things about already.
I watched Anthony's Culture Shock Network revelation about that.
When was it a revelation?
He really laid it. Anthony is hearing me right now. He really laid it in thick about how mind-blowing his revelation was.
Well, did he like it? Did he not like it?
Well, I think he liked it because he's always liked the other games.
He liked it,
the
okay.
ones that are, you know, it's like brings it back to feeling like what everyone likes about it, I guess you could say. But
he went back to their old ways.
But the whole the layout is very similar to Destiny. Like at the, what's the place? The tower?
Yep.
In Destiny?
Yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking
it's
about.
It's the equivalent of that.
Oh, so it's like
in
a hub.
In every way.
Okay.
Like almost verbatim.
You can
like,
dance.
Yeah.
If you
got
want
a spaceship that you can buy but not
you
fly.
You can. It goes third person and you can do all the emote things and all that shit.
Okay.
Until you pick a mission.
Well, we won't play it.
I'd be curious to try the campaign, but I'm not dropping $60 on it.
The campaign. Remember when we used to play the campaigns way back
yeah,
when?
Yeah, I remember that.
That was fun.
We only played one campaign.
Thought we did two.
We did Ghost and then
I feel like we did that one, and then we started the other one.
We
did two episodes.
It was good, though. It was fun. I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed hearing it from the other room.
It was simple.
Yeah, I enjoyed it until you got to the end of Ghost.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
What
the
ending story.
Yeah. Well, that's fun to shit on, too.
Yeah, it's fun to just like, oh, God, look, this doesn't work.
Who can forget Merrick?
I know.
Oh, Merrick. Yeah.
Why don't we do that?
The alcoholic.
Can we maybe do the
you
campaign?
Do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Do a whole campaign?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's good.
It's a lot
with
of time.
The
you just committed
bullshit.
Yourself.
Yeah. No, but the campaign was fun, and I liked it because it's very clear. It's like kind of like GTA, but you can't do cinematics, which is good.
Which is good.
Which is not good. I mean, it's better with cinematics.
You have to finish Paranormal Activity first, though.
I want to do VR, too, so... Doesn't matter. I want to do that again.
That VR video was a lot of fun.
I enjoyed it. We'll get to that. That's one of my.
All right, so I'm done.
Right.
We can go to yours now if you want to.
I have to grab my laptop. You know how that goes.
I should do mine.
All right, do it.
Concentrated Clorox bleach. That's who made the comment.
All right.
What video?
Ark. Get to the boat.
Okay. Right.
Is it just me, or is there supposed to be a GTA vid out by now, or do I have my timeline incorrect? Discuss.
Well, there's no timeline. The GTA videos sometimes take a week and a half to produce.
Yeah, so we have a day for 7 days, which is Friday, and ARC is Saturday. Usually, if we get them done in time, GTA is kind of one of those...
It's scattered.
...lost episodes. It comes out whenever.
There should be one coming out very soon.
Should I do my next comment?
Yes, you should.
Go for it.
This comment is from Mike Prescott. Neebs, I love you guys, but I'm begging you, please stop leaving... The Ascendant blueprints and the drops. It's driving me nuts. They have way more armor, stats in general, than the regular ones that you can craft. Now, see, this was one of many comments. A lot of people are mad at us.
Yeah, I should read. Yeah, it's kind of related. I have a comment that's very similar on the Sharks and Recreation one where I guess you left. There was like a piece of tech gear in one of the chests that you didn't grab.
No, we leave tech stuff. Even the boats episode.
Yeah.
And I was saying tech, whatever, and you guys were like, ugh.
Wait, actual gear? It was actual gear, not a blueprint?
No blueprints.
I think my reaction, if I was one of the ones reacting, is probably because I know what it takes to make a lot of that gear.
Yeah, you got to grind a long time for that
it's
stuff.
Just like, I don't see the piece of gear. I see the amount of work.
And we're nowhere near getting it because we have to defeat a boss to get element.
Yeah.
And we're probably a long ways out from
But recently I did find a blueprint that I kept for a crossbow.
Yeah, that crossbow was great.
Yeah.
And that,
so
that
here's
was awesome.
The thing.
Yeah, I want one of those.
We've got to start a storage bin for all of our tech blueprints.
They make a storage bin specifically for blueprints.
Okay.
So we just need to make one of those and just throw them in there.
Done. I'll take care of it.
I'm
sure you will.
All right. Well, yeah, it's between Duralis and I. It's
we got
done.
You've both forgotten about it already.
All right. We'll keep our blueprints from now on, hopefully. Sexy Batata. Best vids ever. Keep up the good work. My cat died recently, and I just want to say that Thick is stupid and that he has erectile dysfunction.
That comment went all over the place.
That is the best fucking comment, though. And it, not just because it's Thick. It could have been
Thick's
anybody.
Face right now. I'm really enjoying that.
No, but the way you read it was perfect.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
My cat died today. Thick is stupid. Like, what?
I gotta say this, though. I gotta say this. I'm sorry to hear about your cat.
Yeah.
No, oh, who I feels that dumb now?
I think they're just screwing with you. I think it's fine.
Thick has a fun relationship with the audience because people just jab at Thick all the time out of the blue.
I'm kind of jealous of that.
And he doesn't give a shit.
It's
I love
a cool,
it.
It almost gives me more power.
Now you win.
I grew like several inches just
it's
now.
It's like the YouTube channel that doesn't release videos. It's that hard to get thing.
Right. I also won an Academy Award for absolutely nothing.
How'd you do it?
It wasn't by being on Comedy Central.
That's for sure. Yeah.
Next comment, Socken Schlumpf. I am always wondering if Simon really enjoys to play Ark.
Tell us your true feelings.
I do now.
Sometimes.
Yeah, you can get annoyed with it.
So easily. I enjoy it. I enjoy it now for the first hour much more than I ever did. After that, I can start to get a little tired of it if we're not progressing in something that I think is fun.
When we start building, that's when you taper off.
Get me out of there.
Right.
What do you think about 7 days?
Kind of the same thing. Like, I don't want to work and grind. That's not fun.
When do we get to play that again, by the way?
We need to do it soon.
Maybe soon.
I'm kind of just craving it. That's why I ask.
Yeah, no, I want to jump back in too.
But
it's,
it's
kind of like that. That's the downside. I mean, you can play at home, but it's fun to play together.
Yeah.
And we can only do that when we're here at the office.
Yeah.
And Rallis, there's actually a comment that I have on my video or for what Simon gave me to do about you that you're going to like.
Oh, great.
Coming soon.
Duralius is stupid.
You're so nice. You're so nice to Duralius, aren't you?
Well, usually we try to build just to keep each other boosted. You guys do the same thing to each other.
Yeah, it's almost like a
Simon and Astro.
It's not about us.
Simon and Astro. Neebs keeps himself really boosted.
Listen, I came in today. I was like, I'm going to compliment Duralius on that wonderful thumbnail.
I know.
That he didn't do.
I found out you didn't do it.
Yeah, before Duralius was here, we were all looking at it on the screen. We're like, man, that's really good.
It's really nice, isn't it?
And then we were like, there's no way he made that.
Simon pointed out why. Because there was actual like masking art going on. Like,
there was like there was something in front of the text.
Yeah, and I said, no way in hell did he do that.
Duralius would go and fix that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suck at thumbnails.
Well, you don't care about them.
No, I do. I don't. Yeah.
Yeah. You should care.
And I do care.
Okay.
You're just bad at making them.
I'm bad at making them. You know, we
and
all
you
have
did
our
the
strengths.
Right thing in this one. Yep. You reached out to somebody who
I outsourced it because I knew I had nothing on my own.
Man, that's
thank
that's
you.
The right
that's
thing
the
to
way
do.
To be.
That's
thank
the right
you
thing
so much.
To do.
You're so good.
Very sweet of you to say.
Yeah. Good job.
Yeah, my
Travis.
Best friend ever. Even on Fiverr.
All right, Neebs. I know you're dying to get in here.
All right, go.
I'm going to do a thumbnail on Fiverr sometime.
Here's my last comment. I didn't mean for there to be two thick comments in a row, but this is from Psycho J. Otter got thicked. Rest in peace, my muse, my love.
Yeah, we didn't have that otter for long, did we?
No.
It was a cute damn otter, too.
I know. We'll get another one.
I was actually happy to see it die.
Why?
Because it was over an hour into the
He was so like, you're going to get a kill. Then I said, we'll see. And I swear I said that. And I don't think it ever made the video.
No,
we'll
I think the episode before that, we were like, who's going to carry this? Shouldn't be Simon because it'll get killed.
Yeah,
I
pointed out specifically he's going to do it. And I can't wait to see it happen.
God. I just hate losing it because we spent like that whole like half of that episode hunting for that fucking
otter. It was
brutal. And we didn't even get it when
we
were hunting.
We didn't get it and we just happened to run across it later on.
Well, the nice thing is if we see another one, we know they're an easy tame.
Yeah,
just
kill a fish,
give it to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we know how hard they are to see also.
Yeah,
like,
yeah
we were
small.
Yeah, we probably flew over.
We most likely did.
50.
Yeah, now we know we need to like jump in the river.
And I said I should be in the water.
Well, that dropped you in the water.
I know.
And we can go back to the same little pond.
Otter pond.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
We should put a sign there.
Prime otter territory.
There you go. Well, Neebs,
there's no speed limit on the otter pond.
You're all done, Neebs. You're probably very relieved.
I need to go charge my phone now.
Plug it up.
They're having their own thing going on. I can't wait to hear this.
No one got that. No one got that.
I missed it. What did you guys say?
No, it's okay. Let's leave it a mystery.
I think it was a reacher, but it was also really good.
I loved it.
Was it a pun?
Yeah.
Fuck. Of course it was.
All right, say it. Say it.
It's too late. You missed it forever.
Watch the video.
Watch
the video.
I'll watch it.
Fine.
I'm looking forward to it.
Or edit it, whatever. There's no speed limit on the otter pond.
Who wants to go next?
I'll go. I got mine up.
Oh, good.
This is from Friday night. Simon plays VR. Paranormal Activity VR. For some reason, that's a Paranormal Activity title. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, you've seen the movies.
Yeah, I haven't.
It doesn't fit.
That's the movie where, like, no matter what you do, you're going to die?
Nope.
Or am I wrong on that?
Nope, that's the...
Anthony's laughing from the other room.
You're thinking of, there's, like, a few of them where...
They're like, it's 15, 20 years ago you're talking about a movie.
Yeah, it was like a movie where it's like he saw, like, a plane wreck in his mind.
Like,
And then he's like, oh, I'm not getting on the plane. It was like, no, you've been marked for death.
Like, you're going to die.
What movie is that?
Oh, yeah.
The second one.
Destination?
Final
Destination.
What year that started.
That second one, when it came out, I doubt it holds up, but the driving sequence with all the logs coming off the semi.
Yes, I remember that from the trailer.
That was really fucking good. That was an impressive sequence.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see it.
I did see it.
And, like, people were afraid to drive behind, like,
logging
trucks.
Well, logged trucks.
I'm scared
logged
of that.
Trucks for years.
I've been scared of that already. So, anyone should be.
Yeah, right.
You look
wouldn't
safe.
Work. Yeah, they work somehow. They just kind of stay on. I think it's the weight alone, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Probably
because they're all angled.
Yeah.
They're all angled towards you. It looks like.
I don't know. I'm not a logger.
No?
Oh, shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we all thought you were a logger this
you
whole time.
You learn something every day.
Yeah.
Thought I knew
now
you.
Know. I know nothing
who
about logging.
Who swore you were a fucking logger?
I got the look.
Yeah, R2-D2 shirt.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ripped jeans, sure.
Tiny
I was
raccoon
calling
hands.
You Kenny for no reason. Kenny Log. Okay.
Yeah, we got it.
So you didn't.
No. Nobody did.
This is from Options 90 regarding the Simon Plays VR one. This echoes so many of the comments throughout that video. So many. Legit, one of your best videos. So good. And this is because of Simon.
It was fun.
Well, yeah, and it was it was fun. It was fun. You had fun.
You did a good job cutting that.
Well, thank you. Now,
could have been a lot less fun if you did a shitty job editing.
Right. So. Like if I left in the amount of times you had to like take your headset off to just see where the fuck you were.
Yeah. Yeah. No, because you get wrapped around in the fucking cord and shit. And then I'm like, and I know the mics are in one corner and I know I've spun around 10 times.
I really want to do a system that attaches the cable to the ceiling.
Yeah. Kind of like a car wash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. That would be incredible for that.
Great idea. Because
you wouldn't have to think about anything.
Mm-hmm. But that was fun.
That's Simon's final destination. Come in the office, he's wrapped around his neck.
You're marked for death.
That could go bad.
I regret that move.
Yeah, I want to see more of that.
Well, I want to do the LA Noir VR, even though I don't know much about it. It's like detective shit that you got to do. But
yeah, you don't
want to
do that.
No, but I can see having fun with talking to these fucking characters.
I think
you'll
hate
it. Interact with people.
Yeah, well, it's like you have to choose a response. And when I played the game, like, I would be like, you know, question him a little bit. And then he was just like, come on. Like, I was always frustrated. Like, I would never do what this character does.
And I would talk about that while I was playing.
Usually when you play a game and you have to do something, you, like, hit a wall. Like, I could see you getting to the point where you had to do something, like, no thanks.
Well, we'll see, won't we? Or at least I'd like to see.
Well,
I'd like to try.
I would want to see you complete it.
On the on that note, like, thankfully it's not that, like, I hate the whole the teleport movement system within VR. I fucking hate it. Like, I'm gonna
like you want to be able to move,
which you can in this game, but it's still not easy. But Simon, you did really good. Like, the fact that you were getting around like you were is impressive alone.
It is easier. Like, I played that the hot fucking, I can never remember the name of that. Red Hot
Fuzz. Hot Pants.
Hot Fudge.
Red Hot Fuzz.
Whatever that
game
is.
Super Hot Pants.
And I can, those controls were, I mean, once you get them, you go, okay, I got the controls. I'm not going to fumble and hit the wrong control. It's all about what you're doing physically.
Yep.
Because the buttons get figured out pretty quickly. So
I don't think that's my concern, though. My concern is like an arc. Someone asks you to build a fire. You think you just asked them to plan your wedding.
Well,
it's like, I got to gather a few rocks and a stick.
I know. I shouldn't get that annoyed, but I do.
Yeah. Forget this. Next game.
Izarian 42. This is on the same video. This was really one of the best Friday nights yet because they're all really good. Part of me honestly wishes I could see Simon on a real ghost hunting mission. I kind of feel like he'd handle it the same way. Apprehensive at first, then not giving a shit, then full on ready to whoop some spectral ass with a plastic flashlight. Like, your arc within your mind.
When you're scared,
was,
it's a common thing, right? To go and say, fuck it, let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it makes you, it gets rid of most of the fear.
Beard and the Nerds, BATN. Huge fan of Friday nights, but why did you guys stop making them? With the exception of Halloween, is it because of the views?
Yep.
How long they take when recording? It would be nice to see more of these, maybe one a month. I love the scares you guys get and pure and utter rage and stress in your voices when you play is priceless. Just a suggestion, regardless, still a huge fan of all your content. Apps are already answered.
There's two answers to that, though.
Okay.
Also, when we were doing them consistently,
trying
to find a playable horror game every week was getting to be challenging, wasn't it?
And yeah, then, I think it'd be easier now.
And then when you came in and we're just trying to learn this game quickly for one video.
Right.
You didn't have enough
time to give it
the time it deserves to understand if it's a good game
or not.
And
we don't want to get like embedded in a playthrough. We kind of treated them as one-offs, and to get to anything worth seeing is, you know, it takes some time.
Even with Friday the 13th, which I loved, there was so much that we did not grasp of that game the first time we played it.
Yeah, there was a lot going on.
Mm-hmm. When we first started Friday nights, it was like I was kind of going back to the classics, the ones that people really...
But then I was starting to like dread playing it because some of those games were stinkers, man.
Most of them were.
And I was not having fun playing it.
Yeah, and that was the only good like redeeming thing about the videos.
I think that's what people enjoyed, the hate that we would share with each other.
Right. We would eventually just all get frustrated at those things.
So anyway, I've gone way too long and I still have another video to do. But these really quick, Frank Zhang, same video.
Holy shit is sexy as fuck.
Well, our power just went out.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's always fun to have that happen right in the middle of recording.
We were down for what, an hour and a half?
Yeah. We had to go back and we probably lost about 20 minutes of our riveting conversation.
Me just fucking rambling on.
Yeah.
And then Simon was doing beatbox.
Yeah, and we missed it. It was good. Like it
no,
was
you can't do
so
it again.
Much better than that.
It was way better. Yeah, no.
Can't recreate it.
I tried.
I feel ashamed for losing that.
Lost magical moments.
So now we get to recreate it. We didn't want to try to pretend like
we're not
going
to recreate it. We're just going
to. Well, you got to do. You have to read the comments.
Fuck.
There's some of them that we did, and you got to read
just,
again.
Just reread.
Reread.
That's the word. All not right. Recreating anything.
Yeah. Right.
Well, our reactions.
Hey, bright side. It could have been out for longer. The power, that is.
True.
Ready?
Yep.
So, still on the Friday night. Frank Zhang says, holy shit, Simon's beard is sexy as fuck.
Feel like I've heard that before.
Yeah, it was what yeah.
Well, I'm trying to recreate. We're reenactors.
Right before the power went out.
Right.
And then under that,
I think then I said, thanks.
This will catch you off guard. Benjamin Quinn says, right below that comment, epic beard.
See, I knew that too.
That's also
deja vu.
Yeah. Real original.
Yep.
This will be fun. I'm pretty sure this is from the scrap mechanic haunted mansion.
Okay.
Because remember, I was giving you all these props.
Yeah, all
you,
the build
building you up, and then
I mentioned that.
And I'm building you down now.
Okay.
Well, Half Zip
is
anyway.
Oh, this is the poop.
Half Zip says, I love your videos so much, but I just don't understand why Simon is in them. He is really quite an asshole most of the time, and it's incredibly irritating how he just constantly complains about everything. It's one thing to watch him suck at gaming, but when all he does is complain, it's pretty fucking annoying. I really don't know what made you decide to put him in all your videos, but I honestly think you need to dial it down a bit. It really just gets frustrating when you're trying to enjoy a video and all you hear is fucking bitching and complaining. Great videos, but Simon really needs to shut the fuck up occasionally. Whatever. I thought the builds were great, and as usual, everyone was great, except for douchebag Simon. More Anthony. It never gets old, does it?
No, this is great. It's like the first time.
I mean, I enjoyed it a bit more the first time.
Yeah.
I still like
no,
it.
No, me too. Yeah. More Anthony and more Ada Hop, also loving your 7 Days to Die series. Woo! Shut up, guys.
That happened last time, too, I think.
Did it? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to read the one under that, which was just echoing the same thing.
Same thing, which was basically the other person was saying how much they agree with that person.
And I think when we did this the first time, we all like, we love Simon. What Simon brings to the videos is absolutely necessary. We all bring our own little flavor to the videos.
Oh, yeah. Abstro's not here at the moment.
All right, right.
Oh, yeah,
once the power went out, he's like, I got
to
run out for a second.
Yeah, he disappears when the power goes out.
So he'll be back soon.
And the last two comments are based on the Haunted Mansion thing. Boondock05, there are two L's in canceled, Anthony. Get it together. And
then Anthony's response to that was?
Sometimes
in some country. In
not
world.
In the English language.
Maybe in the English. It might be. I told him Britain. If it was, if it's spelled like that.
Don't.
From ye old English, then I would say, okay, you got something there, buddy.
And then Chappie Slap Happy says, the scariest part was where canceled is spelled wrong. That was the end of the video.
Yeah.
And check your fucking spelling. You know, it's like when someone makes a meme and it's misspelled. God, that bothers me.
Nah.
You made, what's that?
I did. I went on Google because I know I suck at spelling.
You went on Bing to look for it, and Bing is always wrong.
Bing.
Yeah, don't.
So
don't
he looked
it.
On Google. How do you spell cancel? Let's just make
well,
sure
two
I spelled
L's
it right.
Instead of
oh,
the
he
one
spelled
on
Google
the back
wrong,
end.
And he went to a,
what did
the
Google
wrong website?
Say? One L was
he
right.
He went to giggle and wrote a joke.
Did Google say one L was right?
Yes. Right now, I just recreated it.
So he's doing it right now, and it's saying that that's an acceptable way.
Oh, dun dun dun.
No.
Right? That's a dun dun dun.
You think no, but you don't know for sure.
Well, right now, why don't you have a computer in front of
you?
Why
what
don't you
got?
Look?
Yeah, I don't want to.
He doesn't want to.
It says canceled or canceled. So one L versus two L's. Noah Webster is usually credited with creating American spellings that have fewer letters than British spellings, such as color and flavor. And canceled with one L is the recommended spelling in Webster's 1898 dictionary. But
Dick's talking like he's in a library right now. And
yeah.
You can
okay.
barely hear
it's
him.
It's okay. It's setting the mood.
But this
okay.
Ingram appears to show that canceled with one L only overtook canceled in America or in American books in early 1980s.
I feel like we need to be alerted of those things. Like
I've been saying for years, we got to scrap this whole spelling system we have and start over.
I know
it's a
screwed
wreck.
Up. It is a wreck. But guess what, Anthony? Good on you, buddy. It's all for him and this guy, this commenter.
What?
irresponsible.
Well, there was two of them.
Both of them
didn't do their research.
Right. Don't give shit.
Anthony, I apologize. I was misinformed. I was taught that there was two L's, and I just didn't know because there's no updates. You don't see that in the news.
Mm-mm. Sometimes
canceled. Now
yeah.
One L on the back end.
You don't know what you don't know.
I want to see that as a headline.
We got it.
And that's all I got.
Okay. And you know what? You know what we're going to do right now? We're going to talk about our sponsor.
Oh, cool.
Sponsor time.
Sponsored by Thick.
Okay.
Dollar Shave Club.
Dollar Shave Club.
Yes. How many L's in that?
Baby. All right. So you've heard us talk about the amazing shave that Neebs and Thick get from the Dollar Shave Club razor, especially when you use Dr. Carver's shave butter. But I'm here to tell you about all the other stuff the Dollar Shave Club has to offer you, like other products for your hair, face, skin, shower, everything you need that has you looking and feeling amazing. And it's all their own original stuff. They only use the finest premium ingredients and they deliver it to you just like they do the razors. That means no more annoying trips to the store, cruising up and down the aisles, looking at shelf upon shelf thinking, what the hell is that? What do I do with that? Forget it. Dollar Shave Club has you covered for almost everything. Razors, body cleanser, hair gels, and yes, even butt wipes. Dollar Shave Club has you covered from head to toe. And now's a great time to give Dollar Shave Club a try. You can get your first month of their best razor along with travel size versions of shave butter, body cleanser, and yes, butt wipes for just $5. After that, replacement cartridges ship for just a few bucks a month. It's the Dollar Shave Club starter set. Get yours for just $5. Exclusively at dollarshaveclub.com/Neebs. That's dollarshaveclub.com/Neebs. Thank you, Dollar Shave Club.
Thank you, guys.
Thick really likes that Dr. Carver shave butter.
I know.
I like your body wash even better because it's got a cheetah reading a book on the illustration.
Ooh,
on it.
See?
Wow.
And it smells wonderful.
That should be in
get
the
me every time.
In the commercial mm-hmm. every time. It should be talking about the cheetah.
Cheetah. Look at that double cheetah L and canceled.
Reading a book.
Does a double L in English ever do anything
no,
different?
No, it's stupid.
Like,
in Spanish, it's great.
Of course, it makes
you
sense.
You say it different.
But two L's in English makes no sense ever.
Even two S's. You don't S longer.
Yeah, you can't.
The word call. If it was only one L, wouldn't it be cow?
Cow. So
but
it does.
But that makes no
but
sense.
But what's cow?
You should accent the A or
no,
something.
No, I see that it doesn't make sense, but I know
scrap
why
it.
They put it. Okay.
Scrap the whole system.
No, but you know
it's
what? We're not throwing accents into the fucking mix now. Do me a favor. If you're going to recreate the system.
I could make a new system without accents that would work way better.
Thank you. And you know what? This should be something you should do on the weekends.
I'm going to start a Kickstarter.
Yeah. Oh.
Neeb's new spelling.
Can I be connected
alphabet.
To that?
Let's start a Kickstarter to start a
yeah.
Kickstarter.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Get a whole research team together. We're going to fix this problem.
It's going to take a lot of work. Accents pose a big problem as well.
I don't want accents.
Well, they exist.
We could make other shapes. We could make a whole new letter if we had to.
Okay, you go to account. Guys, you can't talk like this anymore. You can't say it like this anymore.
They're not talking about the way you speak, about the way you
spell
it.
Well, that's an accent.
Yeah.
No,
we're talking about
accents
over
a letter.
Bitch. See,
an
okay.
E with a little
Let's
hat on
Let's have a
on
meeting.
It.
We'll have a meeting.
All right.
We'll figure
Man,
this out.
I hate yeah. you.
Is it my turn?
I hate you. I hate you so hard.
All right.
Hey, God is it my turn?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because Astro's not back yet.
Okay, so from the GTA, it's your captain speaking video?
Yep.
John Bone, who says, started slow, but the missile dodging in slow-mo was sweet. Quality gameplay there. And I'm with Simon. If a pedestrian gets in the way, they gotta go.
That's right.
They weren't in the way.
Listen.
Not really.
You went out of your way to kill that pedestrian.
Well.
You could have just pulled him out of the Jeep.
Right.
And then moved the Jeep, which I ended up doing. And then there was a lady in the hangar, nowhere near in the way.
They're there to get killed.
No.
They shouldn't have been there, but right. You did go a little far.
You went out of your way.
Out of my way.
To shoot the NPC lady.
Well.
Shouldn't have been there.
Did I have fun? Yes.
If she makes decisions like that, she was going to get killed soon anyway.
I'm starting to see why that guy made that comment about you, Simon.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Wowza.
Jeez. Moving on. Saint Autumn says, I wish Apsro was here for this. You guys should do a Subnautica cartoon from the perspective of HQ with all their pizza and shenanigans.
They really do get down. They have parties all the time.
From the same video, Bread Gaming Company says, Simon either has dementia or amnesia that gets brought on by stress. He always forgets the most simple things, LMAO. It's like, goddamn, Simon.
There's a correction. He refuses to ever try to remember. There's no forgetting involved.
Right. What I need to do is take notes. If I just took notes and let little post-its with things.
You're never going to do that.
That would be how I would learn. It takes me a long time.
Well, you'd have to want to.
I want to. I'm going to start doing it today.
Wow.
You'll forget.
I will. But I want to.
The next comment comes from our 7 Days to Die video, Traitor. Jack Wild says, oh gosh, I absolutely love the music. Who does the music for this stuff?
I made it.
And whoever edited this, and whoever edited this. Wait, let me get that clean.
Two D's?
No.
No,
keep
wait.
This in.
No, no.
Keep that in.
Damn it. Go, Thick. We'll do a clean, I promise.
Take it, Thick.
Whoever edited this.
And whoever edited this, great job. That was you, Neebs?
Nope.
What? No? I thought you said you did.
I cut GTA Pilot.
I told you
Adahop,
it was for 7 days to die.
Yeah, Adahop cut Traitor 7 days to die.
But how come when I said that, you're like, yeah, that was me.
You said music. I was pretending like I made the music.
Oh, you were pretending.
He was joking.
I didn't make the music.
You were just joshing.
Yeah.
He was just joshing.
How do you not know that that was not Adahop? That's his.
Adahop, great job.
Thank you.
Okay, Nick Griffin on the same video says, I mean, if you want to talk about Thick killing teammates, why don't you rewatch Neebsylvania and watch Neebs murder two people in cold blood?
Did I? I don't remember.
Was one of them like, were you underground and you got
diamonds,
knocked in the
lava?
That wasn't cold blood.
Well, it was
hot blood when he fell in the lava.
Yeah, it was hot blood.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Thick killed Simon on purpose.
Uh-huh. Yeah, shit happens. I've also killed him on purpose.
Yeah.
It happens sometimes.
We might have all killed each other on purpose.
Yeah, I know. That's going to happen.
Same video, your ass says, Neeb's all about world peace. Wasn't he the one who started the who got thicked thing and Simon ran with it like the idiot he is?
How does that not surprise
How did I run with it? I didn't start this whole fucking thick thing. I love the idiot.
No, it says Neeb's did and then you ran with it.
I ran with it? Is that what happened?
Yeah, that's what it said.
I don't
think
see
that's
how
why
that
I killed
contradicts
you.
World peace, though.
I don't either.
Huh? It's a real thing. You thick people.
No, thick. I think you have it confused because you confuse this with just not being good enough to play with me or against me. That's what I think this is.
How do you feel about that?
You're not good enough.
This is getting really weird.
Yeah, no, but that's what I'm thinking because it's like when I play with other people that are like competent.
Oh my gosh.
They don't die like you guys do.
You're bashing me now.
We're getting ticked right now.
Neebs?
Huh?
How do you feel about that?
You can't talk to crazy. Can't do it.
Right?
You just got to let it be.
Yeah.
Thick.
You're the one who wants to change the alphabet.
If I were known for doing like something every once in a while, that was bad.
Simon.
Like forgetting.
Right. You know, just because it's like your name, I feel like you're getting personally attacked. You feel personally attacked.
Oh, no, I don't care. Okay. I don't care. That's, right, I think good. It's just a fun
like
comment.
Like Santorum?
Yeah.
That's an unfortunate.
What if Thick meant
like,
that?
No,
you I should just, be happy to
yeah,
be,
be thankful.
Have your
it's
definition.
Not...
Hey, but your ass isn't done. He's still got some more stuff.
Keep talking with your mouth.
And he says, but is it me? Or is Duralius the most productive member of the team right now?
In 7 days?
Yes.
Dude, the amount of shit I got those first 7 days is stupid.
You got to quit tearing down everything.
No, no. I saved everyone's asses.
We're going to move to a new place. I'm
going
to build my own
out
shelter.
There killing
we're
each other.
See how great my shelter is with very few pieces.
You know what?
I'm not going to destroy the entire environment around me.
You know what it is that I don't like about this? I love the fact that you are a hard worker and he's doing so much work and he is the most productive. But
yeah.
If we were to say in the next situation, if we were to say, hey, continue to do the awesome job you're doing, right? But do us a favor and don't touch, and it's our job
don't
to say,
down the
don't
light
touch these
post.
Things. And then we tell him, hey, leave
Never
these
happen.
Things. I bet you
Never
will, because he's
He'll
a reasonable man.
I am reasonable and I'm agreeable.
Not true.
Yeah, no.
Would you do that?
Yeah, you know, it makes sense. If you really, like, that the whole... The screening room thing bullshit.
I know that's bullshit.
Let me
I get
give you
it.
An example.
What a bunch of bullshit.
Let me give you
we
one
were never
going to
use that room.
So we walk in on Duralius. He is breaking down the jail cell, which Astro and I love.
Yeah,
we love
which we'll never use
jail cells. And we're like, hey, don't harvest that. And you're like, oh, but I need the metal. And we're like, but don't do that because we really like the jail cells. It adds a lot of character to the place.
Yeah.
And you're still chopping while we're pleading with you not to break down the jail cell.
Yeah.
The thing is, you just said he's a reasonable person. If you asked him not to do something, he wouldn't do it. My point is,
well, if you're wrong, I'm going to continue with my way.
Can I respond?
Go ahead. Yeah, and then I'll respond too.
Okay. My response is, I don't really think he's reasonable, but sometimes you have to say shit like that so you can get him to do what you want to fucking be done.
It's that psychology.
So you think if we told him he's reasonable,
he'd go, gotcha. I just convinced him he
was
going to do it.
All right.
And then
you
set
us back.
They fucked it up, didn't they?
Go ahead, Thick.
Go ahead, Thick.
I would have continued to harvest the metal because we're trying to survive. It's a survival game.
Right.
We're not trying to... renovate the place. It's
not
like we're flipping the
a little shelter
place.
For me, uh-huh. And you're going to see how it can be done.
Good. Do it. Get the fuck out.
Economically.
Look, hey.
I think I'm going to stay at the jailhouse. This next 7 days.
If I had to pick somebody to live with between all of you in 7 days, I'd pick Duralius because he did a knockout job at fortifying
this
that
place.
This
is a good situation for everybody, I think.
What is?
You two live together. You two nuts. And your nut castle, and then me and Abstro and Simon in Pleasantville.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, where you guys
we
have it decorated like like
not
those two people. That,
just,
we're going to win Parade of Homes.
So that would be great. Can we do that?
We
can do whatever the fuck we want.
So we should be doing that because, the Horde that night, we're going to be close to each other, obviously. Yep. We could watch each other.
I'm going to be honest. Like, I don't like the setting where the jailhouse is.
Not anymore.
The
police, it used to be pretty there.
No. It was never pretty there. That whole area is pretty much
it's
shit.
Garbage.
Screening
shit.
Room.
Man,
we have a screening
stop
room.
Bad on
we have a jail sale.
The decision, the other places we've looked at,
I
don't feel good about it. And I've thought about it and I've dreamt about it. I don't want to stay there.
I don't want to stay there either.
Okay.
I don't feel safe there yet. There's a right place to be, and those are not the right places yet, in my opinion. So I'm going to be safe.
Okay.
And probably stay there another round.
Astro's back. Astro.
Hey, guys. What'd I miss?
Well, in 7 days, we're going to be living in two different places. We're going to be the Nut Castle with...
so we've Duralius broken up already,
Thick.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's going to be our... nice place.
I didn't agree to be part of anybody's place.
No, I mean, think about it.
You
want to
live in a place where nothing's safe, where everything you build gets broken into or chopped down?
No, you guys survived.
I feel like I need to build my own
house.
So
you were safe, and that's kind of the most important thing.
Well, come on. But we're not all going to be separate.
We'll be down the street from each other.
Yeah, but we're not going to have separate homes, right? Like, not all of us.
I wouldn't mind that. I wouldn't mind having my own place.
And you guys would actually have to fortify your place,
wouldn't
you?
Nobody can fortify.
What?
I can fortify a place.
I'm looking at Simon.
Yeah, so in other words, I'm not going to fucking... Well, this is not what we... fuck. We didn't start
He's
with
not
going to
fortify a place.
I would build a real tiny little, armored hut. I'd have a real nice place that I live without any heat signatures, and then I would retreat to my hut, which had a very small perimeter where I could just have tons and tons of spikes and stuff.
I don't know,
not having to put spikes around a quarter-acre lot.
No, I know.
You just put it all around yourself.
Yeah, the first house was really big.
So you don't even need a house, though. Because
we all live
there.
Just a little bunker. A little bunker to fight out of.
What I feel like is, that one neighborhood we ran into with the mansions was pretty cool. But, wherever we move, there could be our houses, but we have, the one place, we have the, this is the Horde
where we
night.
Retreat to.
This is the Horde night, a common area.
Yeah.
Where we all go, and, this is where we survive the night. That way our houses don't get damaged, because the zombies won't attack the houses. They'll go for the place.
I'm down for that. And in a nice area. Mm-hmm. I think that makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can have those little, you can make those windows that you can shoot, arrows out of.
Yes.
All that thing.
We make a little castle.
But we're not going to go separate then? I thought we were
maybe
thinking about
not. We'll see what happens.
You're concerned you're going to have to build something, aren't you?
No, if we're just 3-on-2, I know I don't have to. That's what I want.
he's relying on somebody else to do the work.
Yeah. Of course.
Sure.
Who can
I'll
bunk with?
Yeah, no.
I promise I'll help.
Mooch.
I'm looking forward to playing that again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want to play it right now.
I do too. Let's stop this, please.
All right, I got a comment here from Mason Sanford, who says, do a review on Mario Odyssey because I really like this review. This was from my Shadow of War review.
Shadow of Loot Boxes.
It's hard to do a Nintendo review.
Nintendo doesn't like YouTube content creators. What they want you to do is you have to sign up through their MCN to even produce content and make money from it.
Nah.
And fuck that. Because, yes, Nintendo, I would love to review your games, but you make it too hard!
And you love the game.
Yeah, no, I do.
It's a good game.
Mario Odyssey. Yeah, I mean, it's a Mario game. Usually, yeah, their games are quality. You never get bored playing a Mario game. At
and
least
you can.
I don't.
They design it so well that to go back and get the moons you couldn't get and that whole freaking thing. I just got to the city world last night.
It's a wonderful level.
I just started it.
Yeah, I played it on the plane.
Yeah.
Had a good ass time.
How was that on the plane?
It's great. The Nintendo Switch for travel.
Oh my God.
Is fantastic.
It
I
really
love it.
Is.
I love that system.
Your little controllers and the. How'd you set up the
mic? I held the tablet in my
hand.
Oh,
you did?
Yeah, I didn't bother, like, setting the tablet up on, like, in front of me.
Uh-huh.
Because you can attach the controllers to the sides of the screen. I just played that way. It works
gotcha.
Great. But yeah, I'm very impressed with that system. Just the mobility of it.
It's very nice.
I don't like, I have to buy a charger.
Yeah.
You have to buy their charger, of course.
Actually, there's a third-party one now.
Oh, is there? Oh, yep. Good. I'm going to get that one because their charger is, like,
that
fucking $50.
You can go to USB with the third-party one.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. What's wrong with you, Nintendo?
Go to hell!
Wanting to make money like a fool.
Go to hell, Nintendo.
Yeah. But they've had a killer year. I mean, between the Switch, Zelda, and Mario.
And very few games that are...
But, I mean, the Switch... Now the Switch is getting a lot more attention just because they had those good first-party games.
Yeah.
The Switch sold bukus. So now they're like Doom's going to the Switch, Wolfenstein, like a lot of
Skyrim.
Yeah, a lot of good games are going to the Switch, which is great. Nintendo needed a badass system like that.
Yeah.
So good for you, Nintendo, but you know, hey, get your shit together when it comes to YouTube content creators, would you?
Go to hell!
I heard that Monopoly on Switch takes about almost 10 minutes to load.
Why?
I don't know. It might be a rumor. We'll see.
Great rumor. Rumors, we're playing again.
Yeah.
Remember the telephone reference from earlier in
mm-hmm,
the...
Yeah. Did we lose that? There's content.
No, we didn't.
I feel like
it.
We've lost stuff.
No, it was in the first few minutes before. Yeah, I was nowhere near the power.
Not even
I
close
have no
to...
memory. I'm so dumb.
All right, come on.
Come on.
This is a content also on the Shadow of Woo review that says, great review, and I stand behind you 100% on the whole loot box thing. It's a horribly efficient way to get young people addicted to gambling. Thank you for your comment.
It is gambling.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Well, it's not. That's the thing. It's like, I looking into it, it's not technically gambling because you
but
get
But you're taking
something.
A gamble. I
yes,
know.
Yes, exactly. You are taking a chance on the
it's
thing
in the gambling
you
want. Family.
It is in the gambling. Yeah, it's in the gambling
it's like
family.
Gambling's second cousin.
Yeah, like the hot dog to gambling.
All it's
going to
take is like, you know, a couple of, and this has happened already in the mobile space, but it's going to just take a couple of kids to get a hold of their parents' credit card and just buy the shit out of these things. And it's going to happen. It's like, you know, yeah, it's just one of those things. I want parents for sure to be more aware of it. It's like, yeah, there's a system in here where, you know, little Johnny Fuckup can buy more things.
Little Johnny Fuckup needs some discipline.
He does.
It should be a big old sticker on there saying,
well, that's the argument for the
loot.
ESRB going in there and saying, hey, you know, this shit's in there.
Loot crate enabled.
And then, like, if these systems are in there, does that mean, okay, now this game's automatically have to be rated T for teen?
Yeah.
Or M for mature?
They should. That's
I mean,
my
yeah,
vote.
That's kind of the argument, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think T for teen is a reasonable, like, that's middle of the road. You have to at least be a teenager to understand, like, yes, these are chance systems.
Does anyone look at those? Does anyone actually
Probably
factor
not.
Those in when
no.
they buy a game for their child?
What, the ratings?
Yeah,
well, absolutely. Some, yeah,
I
some
think
do,
it's
yeah.
I think it's
and
a lot less frequent than you
too.
Think.
They should do like they do in Europe with cigarettes. Like, you know, if you get cigarettes in Europe, they have like a naked guy with
right.
micro penis or something.
Yeah, right.
It's like
smoking makes you impotent. Yeah.
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 Loot boxes make you impotent.
It'd be a picture of someone with their pocket things out, you know, like
just a cartoon.
Just poor watching all of his friends eat.
This game will make you broke. But yeah, it's an interesting, it's like I get the industry perspective of like, you know, these games cost so much money now to produce that we, you know, we're trying to make a return.
And it works.
Yeah, oh, it works. But at the same time, it's like if you make a good game, people are going to buy the shit out of it.
Right.
Yeah. It's like Zelda. Like, I mean, Zelda needed to sell like 2 million copies to be successful. That's a lot of copies. It's a huge risk when it comes to a publisher. But they made a good enough game where everyone was like, I got to play it. And it sold 3.7 million copies.
And
buy
a Switch as a result.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I mean, people are willing to play a really, really good game. They're willing to buy a console. So, I mean, I don't buy the argument that it's like, you know, oh, we have to put these in the games because, you know, it's the only way to make money now to recoup our investment. No, the way you do it is you make a good fucking game that people want to play.
This new Xbox that just came out, was there a launch title with it?
I don't know. Well, it's a weird
the Xbox
it's like,
One X.
Yeah, it's a stupid title.
It
really,
is
really bizarre branding. It kind of reminds me of the Wii U. It's like what is it? Is it
graphically, another? It's impressive how it can have like the true 4K and all the whatevers.
Well, it's similar to the PS4 Pro, right?
Right. Yeah. So we're never going to get new systems. They're just going to keep.
No, I think the new trend? I mean, eventually they'll have the whole. This is the PS5 and this is the Xbox. Fucking.
But there's been 30. Two renditions of the Xbox already. This is the second. This is the third Xbox One.
Yeah, I don't know if they're trying to chase that 4K thing. Yeah. It's like, oh, 4K is the latest thing. It's like we got to beef up our systems. We got to make a more expensive system for the nutters out there. That is like, oh, I gotta show off my 4K monitor to my friends. Like,
who the hell? I mean, who's watching stuff on 4K now?
I mean, I'm not. I mean, obviously it exists.
I am every now and then.
You okay? Like, so you Planet have a 4K Earth. TV.
Ooh, yeah,
I didn't
yeah.
know. This Planet Earth fucking series fancy and, over here.
Mm-hmm. It's not that fancy. It's pretty
fancy. No, I'm just. Yeah.
But you need a 4K HD Ultra player or whatever.
Walks around his pav, with his linen pants and his 4K.
I don't.
He's yeah. eating quinoa.
Honest to God, let's turn this conversation into something
really,
funny.
Really good.
I know.
Oh, is it really though?
So are yeah, linen pants.
It is the best, and they market it as like the filler. It fills gaps.
My problem.
You can
linen.
Add it to any meal. It's fine.
Okay, just linen. Can't dry it. Can't just throw it in the dryer.
Linen's a bitch.
Wrinkled right away. Right
shrinks.
Away.
Linen's
oh,
tough.
Linen will shrink right up on you.
No, oh, I ripped a hole in my linen. So,
no.
Yeah.
You did
I just
not.
Wear them around the house.
Rest in peace.
Cute.
Sorry yeah. to hear
that. Conversation went to shit.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
You guys started
light a candle
about
for you
linen.
And your linen.
And quinoa. You don't even know what that
you
is.
You guys went on about Mario for like 15 minutes.
I know. Well,
it's a gaming show.
Oh, wow, my God.
It was a fucking new Mario. Talk.
I glazed over, kidding. Though. I did.
Yeah.
Huh? I nodded off during that.
Yeah, that's
a gaming
fun.
Channel. You understand our audience like,
I don't
has
know.
A connection
that's
to
why
that.
I didn't interrupt, because I assumed somebody was enjoying it.
There yeah. are definitely a lot of people. I enjoyed yeah. the conversation,
Let's
too.
Stop. Let's talk about linen more. All right, Matthew Frazetto left a comment. This was on the ARC episode, Sharks and Recreation,
mm-hmm.
That said, never thought I would see the day that Simon saves Neebs multiple times in one episode.
Yep.
Simon, oh, no. you were the hero.
Lifeguard
that,
Simon.
That episode.
You did good, Simon.
Was fun. That's one of those good examples of stuff that I won't learn, though. Like, to drag the body, I'll forget every fucking yep. time.
It took but, you a minute, like,
oh,
even
God,
that time. You went
and
down
you
there.
You have to tell me, and then still, I get flustered.
You could see. I love being able to see your avatar just, like, look at his wrist. For like a good minute while Neebs is slowly drowning. Just like, come on, do it. Just get him.
G.
G.
The just third G.
The third time. Yeah. Is it G? The third time was I was there.
Yeah, yeah. You had figured
G.
it out by that point.
Get. G.
Grab.
Oh. Get. Grab.
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 Yeah. Write it down.
I like grab.
Grab. Yeah. Grab. I like grope.
Grope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
weeks.
Yeah.
This is also on the same video. Said a Digicide says, guys, I need to know. I'm begging you. How do you do those amazing effects when one of you is in the distance? I mean, literally, what are the settings? Please, good sirs, inquiring minds must know. So I'm guessing this guy might be an editor. And he's looking for some tips, tricks.
Maybe an editor, yeah. Volume, yeah. you got a lower volume.
Delay. Mm-hmm.
Depending on your environment, if you're out in yeah. an open area, you might have to put a delay on it and adjust your
mix.
Your mix.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. If you're closed, you put reverb.
Yeah, if you're in like a cave or something, some reverb.
So delay and reverb are the two mm-hmm. tools in
depending on your
Premiere.
Environment.
Yes, of course.
If you're behind like a high pass, works for good.
Like, yeah, behind a door.
What do you do for the underwater?
That's a low pass.
You can
low
use treble or low pass.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep. That works on the other side of a door as well, too.
But yeah, there you go. Digicide. Make of that what you will. If you have Adobe Premiere, yeah, delay, reverb, high pass, low pass.
Auto-tune. We do a lot of auto-tune.
Ooh, we do.
Yeah.
All right. That's it.
Yeah.
That is it.
All right. Well, hey, I want to try something new.
Oh, God.
I didn't sign up
for
it. What is it?
A different way of
spelling. What do you got?
We could have started with it, but I wanted to end with it. All the people that are still listening to this must really like us because we are boring as shit.
Yeah. Right. I just left it
we
on.
Are.
I concur.
Yeah. In the background.
So anyway, we entered into an affiliate program with Audible.
Oh, now, Audible.
Yes, because I think that they're great. Like, I thought it'd be fun if we did like a recommendation. Like, you love Jim Rohn.
Yeah.
And I was looking like, all right, what does Jim have on the old Audible?
Jim's got some audiobooks on Audible.
Ton of stuff. And
he's been putting out shit for what?
Well, he's gone now.
Oh, is he dead?
He's dead.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
He has passed.
Do a little impression right now.
See, it's
been
on
the
spot. You got it, man. Because he's a character.
He'll say something like, if you're 30, broke, with no job, what'd you do? You messed up.
Right. Something's wrong with you.
That's not such an inspirational thing. I thought you were going to say like an anecdote.
Well, no, he goes into it like,
he's into that stuff.
Yeah.
I just like the way he pitches stuff. He's funny to listen to. If you don't know who Jim Rohn is, he's like one of those like improve your life kind of guys. He was Anthony Robbins' mentor.
See, that says a lot.
A lot, yeah, because I personally like Anthony Robbins, and there's a ton of shit on there on Audible. So I'm going to get to the point. because we have a URL here.
Ooh, look at
it's
us.
Very fancy.
Pinch
and,
my nipples.
And if you were to go to audibletrial.com/Neebscast, you can sign up for a 30-day free trial. You can see if you like it. And I thought it'd be fun if we recommended Jim Rohn or...
If you like that kind of book.
If you like that
you
kind of book.
You might like adventure series or something.
Oh, I'm sure I was reading a good book. What was that book?
Which one?
The one that they're going to make a movie about.
Oh, Ready Player One.
Oh, yeah.
I read that on the plane.
Yeah.
A beloved book.
And I personally like listening to them. So I'm a big fan of listening. So
you can go
there and
do that too. I've never listened to an audiobook.
Nah, if you drive a lot.
Yeah. Great on drives. That's what I do.
I've been listening to a lot of audio pamphlets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for the short trips around town.
Yeah, just a short 15-minute drive.
Right.
Listen to a pamphlet about...
STD knowledge.
STD knowledge, yeah.
The lost cat.
So anyway...
Lost cat. It's just that
No.
You just wanted me to finish laughing?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to do. Because this is the end. So now I'll just say, hey, go there if
Check
you want to.
Try
if,
it,
if
but I assume you have to cancel or they're going to start billing you after that month, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
no,
just, of course.
Yeah, be warned.
Yes, there you go. Key important point.
Warning.
Yeah, if you get it and you don't like it.
Make sure you cancel
you
it.
You got to cancel it.
They'll probably start charging you.
Bring it up.
Hey, Siri, go to audible.com.
Calling Sarah.
And it all came in.
Yeah, there you go.
We're so good.
Dig-a-dog-a-dog.